Hey there, my name is Sam Okus. I'm the editor-in-chief at Nation's Restaurant News, bringing you a very special edition of the Extra Serving podcast. In June, we published NRN's Top 500 list, giving you a definitive look at restaurant chain performance in 2020. We partnered with Data Central and its Firefly 500 platform on this year's Top 500, and it is chock full of insights that can help you benchmark your own brand's performance and strategize for the year ahead. Now, to dig in just a little bit deeper on how brands fared in 2020, we've been providing you with exclusive interviews with leaders from brands that defied the odds by growing in 2020. These snapshots of success give you exclusive access to the winning strategies that are helping restaurant companies navigate uncharted waters. And hopefully they're going to provide you with some ideas for tackling the challenges that you face in your own business. Stay tuned for more snapshots of success in the weeks and months ahead as we explore what exactly went right for those brands that closed 2020 with positive stories to tell. Also, be sure to head to nrn.com/2021top500. That's nrn.com/2021top500 to catch up on all of our snapshots of success and to catch the rest of our top 500 coverage, which includes a robust data package with sales and unit count information for the nation's top 500 chain restaurants. And now let's roll into today's snapshots of success interview from NRN's 2021 top 500.
Hi there, and welcome to Extra Serving, a podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. I'm Lisa Jennings, executive editor of NRN. Today I spoke with Andy Kuntz, who's president and son of the founders of Andy's Frozen Custard, based in Springfield, Missouri. Andy's is opening its 100th store this year and celebrating its 35th anniversary. Andy tells us today about how this dessert chain is well positioned for future growth.
Let's just jump in because we know that Andy's has had a great year in 2020. It was a pandemic, and if there was one thing people needed, it was frozen custard and freshly baked goods. That hit the spot for a lot of people, I think. So tell me a little bit about the magic of 2020. I know you're very aware of the fact that you guys did pretty well and others didn't, but what was it that you felt really made it work for you guys last year?
Yeah, we think a lot about the folks that didn't do so well either. We have a lot of friends in the restaurant business, and it's certainly a challenging year for no question. And for us, you know, it was not an easy year, but it turned out well. And you know, there was a lot of challenges, a lot of fear early on, and all that kind of stuff that we dealt with. But overall, I think that America was looking for comfort in a time of very uncomfortable, and Andy's brought that, and we have the drive-through in all of our locations, and so it was very easy for people to get out of the house, go to the drive, go to the Andy's, and go through the drive-through. We even have walk-up windows. Now, there was definitely a push towards more drive-through, and when we seen all this happening, we realized quickly that we had, you know, the offside of it was we got better at what we did. We got better at running a drive-through and being able to wait on people faster, and the drive-through for us is a challenge because we're dealing with a product that melts. And it melts fast. And so, but no, it was an incredible year. We were up over 16%. Again, it wasn't an easy year, but at the end of the day, we were certainly very blessed, you know, other than some. So it worked out.
Well, what percentage of sales comes through the drive-through as opposed to walk-up window?
On a normal year, it's probably 65-70% drive-through, depending on the store and the location. Last year, we hit probably close to 90%.
So definitely those drive-throughs were. How did the drive-throughs come about? Because this is something that was already built into Andy's plan, right? You guys became drive-through long before the pandemic. Is that right?
It was, and it's an interesting story. Our very, very first location in 1986 in a small town in Osage Beach, Missouri, we opened at the end of an end cap, a strip center. There was no drive-through whatsoever, and we opened that, and we quickly grew to a location in Springfield, Missouri, and we opened that location in the spring of 1987. And when we opened that store, we had three walk-up windows and a drive-through, and we did not open the drive-through the day we opened that store. We wanted people to come up, experience our product, experience how it's being made. You know, we're very transparent. People trust our concept. They can see the product being made right in front of them. And we wanted that. We wanted, because we not everybody understands what frozen custard is. Some people have even thought of it as a frozen pie on a stick, you know, or something like that. What is this stuff? You know, it goes back a long time, and there's a lot of people that do know what it is. But there was also, when we opened in 1987 in Springfield, there was a lot of people that didn't know. And so we wanted them to see this stuff coming out of the machine and see it being made and see it being scooped and all the stuff that we do to make it great. We wanted that. And so we didn't open our drive-thru until October of that year. But we knew, my dad was the vision on it, and he knew that, you know, times are changing. People don't want to get out of their car all the time. There's a lot of mothers that have 3-year-olds that are sleeping in the car seat, that if they could go through Andy's and get an Andy's, they would. But if they got to wake up Johnny in the back seat, count it out. And so we realized that, right? And so that's how we started the drive-through, and it grew. And so as we grew and we had drive-throughs, and from then on, every store we opened had a drive-through. And we started from day one, and probably in the early 90s, we realized that one of our problems, because we didn't have a speaker box. And again, I go back to, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here on this, but as far as our product melts, and so we, from the time that product is made, we want it to be in the customer's hands within 60 seconds. And so if it's, you know, compared to a sandwich or something else that can sit in a bag for not a long time, but it can sit for 3 or 4 minutes and not be a problem. Andy's, we're throwing it in the trash and we're starting over. And so it was very critical. We started trying some things, from headphones where we would talk to the cashier inside. It was crazy. But this year, you know, we had iPads, and we would take your order outside. It would transfer to the POS on the inside, and we would actually add more people outside. So we would sometimes be taking 2 orders with people in lines outside, and so we just got to be better at it. And again, the trick is not about, you know, getting the orders in the system and making them. It's making them in the right time and where people are there to grab them.
So other people have technology challenges, but yours is about melt-proofing your product. You've got to,
that's right.
You got to beat
the
clock.
That's right.
Tell me what is a double bump unit?
So a double bump is basically, it's a term that we use, and I think it's used in the industry, but it's where two lanes come into one. So we're going to experiment with two lanes. So when you come in off the street, you come into our store, there'd be the opportunity to get into two lanes in the drive through, but then it eventually goes back into one. And you see them a lot at McDonald's and all kinds of places today. And so that's the direction that we're going to go, to try to increase our drive through speed even a little more, and to see where that goes.
And so with the beating the clock in the drive-through, you also have the challenge of delivery, which is, in during the pandemic, something that everyone turned to. Did Andy's as well, and are you going to be leaning into that?
Well, we experiment, and we are experimenting. We have stores, there's 6 stores that we are trying the delivery with, and we are only doing it with, we call our Andy's Anywhere product line, which is pints, quarts, stuff that is frozen hard. So all of our product that's made fresh in the store, when you come up and get a concrete, it's made fresh. It's coming out of the machine, it's scooped, and we blend it, and it's made right there. We do have a product line of pints, quarts, a pick six, which is a carrier that has 6 half pints in it, and those are frozen hard. And we are delivering and trying that in some with average success.
So how are you thinking about delivery in the future?
We are. It's expensive to deliver it. There's a lot of cost involved, although the consumer is, I think, willing to pay that. And so we're cautiously trying this. And I do think there's a future in it. And I think but I don't know that we'll ever see us delivering a chocolate shake or delivering a hot fudge sundae. We're too concerned about the product quality of Andy's frozen custard and how it's going to get to that consumer and dealing with that. And if you've never been to Andy's and you've heard about it, and you order Uber Eats and they bring you a hot fudge sundae that's all melted, we think about that, right? And yeah. So it's not the experience that we want people to have. And so we ultimately want people to come to the store. And I do think that there's a way that we can bring people to the store where people can order on an app. They can order at home with their family. They can get the order. Somebody can take off and go to the store and come through the store and give us a phone number or a 3-digit code or something, and the order pops up and we make it. Our challenge is probably not making the order. It's the time that it takes to get the order, get it on in a POS system, all that kind of stuff. We can make 3 hot fudge sundaes and a chocolate malt in 45-60 seconds.
So this year is the brand's 35th anniversary, which is exciting.
That's correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history? And you know, you mentioned you started in Osage Beach in Missouri, and your parents started this brand, right? So you literally have frozen custard in your veins, I think. You were born into this.
Yeah, this is all I've done. Andy's was not started as a concept that was going to become a 100-store concept at any point. I mean, it started out as a mom-and-pop business, family-owned, still is family-owned, of course. But, yeah, it's kind of all I've ever done. And my wife, who was my high school sweetheart, started beside me, but my mom and dad had the idea, had the nerve to invest in an idea. And we had a good friend that was a friend of my family, him and his wife, Leon and Doris Schneider. And they had opened Leon's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 1942. And so we got to be real good friends with those folks. And one thing led to another. And my father had kind of finished up a business proposition. And Leon said, "What are you going to do next, John?" And he said, "Well, I don't know." And so Leon said, "Why don't you open a frozen custard shop?" And he said, "Well, Leon, I don't know anything about it." So, he says, "You're going to have to show me." He says, "I'll show you." And so he did. And so that's how it started. And they took off and they went to Milwaukee in the winter of 1985. And there was snow on the ground. And Leon still has no drive-through. It's all walk-up windows. And there's people standing in line in snow boots. And he says, "I think we might have something here."
Wow.
So that's how it started. And so that was 35 years ago. And, we opened our first store in 86. We opened our second store in 87 and our third store in 1990. And so it was very, very conservative. And we got to 4 store, or we sold the original store in 1988. And we didn't open another store until 99. And then after that, we didn't do anything until the mid 2000s, which is when we started to franchise.
And you're about to open your 100th store this summer, is that right?
It's hard to believe, but we are, yes. We are in Kansas City, Missouri. It'll be at 79th and Warnell, and we're very excited about that. It'll be a great, great store, and it's a great story. I am from Kansas City. I was born and raised in Kansas City, and we still spend a lot of time in Kansas City. And so the home base for us is Springfield, Missouri, and that's where we're at.
So what are your plans for growth now? I know you're about 35% company owned, right, with these 100 units?
That's correct. Yep. So, it's all about quality for us. It's about finding the right people in the right locations and the right situations. But we would like to grow at probably 15 to 20% a year. We have quite a few stores in development currently that would open over the next 18 months. And I think that's our goal, is we want to continue to do that and learn from our mistakes. We would love to see an Andy's on every corner in all the great neighborhoods in America. And I think that at some point we can get there. But things change and you learn things as you go along. And this is a family business that we've kind of figured things out as we go along. And so we want to continue to do that and make sure we don't make any missteps.
Do you have kids?
We do. We have 3 kids. One of them, we have 2 daughters, one's oldest, one's youngest, and a boy in the middle. So the oldest daughter has worked at the store. She worked in Springfield, and then she also worked at our stores in Kansas City, and then also in Phoenix, Arizona for a franchisee. And then my son currently works in our Springfield stores.
And so you, third generation coming?
Yeah, I think probably so. Yeah, we have no intentions of doing anything with it. This is what we love and what we enjoy doing, and we're very proud of our brand and our concept, and we have no intentions of, you know, growing it to sell it or anything like that.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Andy, for sharing your future plans and talking about frozen yogurt and making me hungry. I appreciate
frozen
you taking custard. The time.
Frozen custard, we got to have a talk about that.
Oh, did I say frozen yogurt? We'll edit that out. All right.
But no, thank you. We're very proud to be here. The numbers were tremendous last year. In 2020, we did $124 million in annual sales. We were up over 16.5%. And, our AUV jumped up almost 200,000 to over 1.3, I think 1.33. So we're pretty excited about the brand and where it can go, and just need the right people to run it.
Fantastic. And I look forward to hearing about the success for next year. So we'll stay in touch.